Well, we gather on this Christmas day to celebrate the incarnation. Now, talk about a churchy word, incarnation, meaning God coming to us in the flesh, God revealed to us in Jesus, God comes among us. The story of Christmas proclaims that God is very near to us, around us, in us. Have you felt that nearness recently? Maybe through some music or some candlelight or stories told or through a sense of being loved and loving. Christmas is the season of God's attempt to get through to us. God has always been a God of relationship. However, the history of humanity is that we never quite get it. We keep messing things up. I don't know about you, but I know some folks who feel Christmas is really more an ordeal, merely something to try to endure and get through. I know some people who experience Christmas with a high degree of stress and great expectations. Others feel Christmas to be an obligation than something we celebrate with sincerity. Some, I know, have the experience of empty chairs at the table, reminding us that loss can feel especially heavy at Christmas. I've read and heard it reported that bars and casinos do a huge business on Christmas as people seek the oblivion of such liquid anesthesia and distractions. Sometimes, maybe even for you, sometimes Christmas makes folks feel more alone than ever. I find it no accident that the Christmas stories found in the Gospels all acknowledge the dark side of Christmas. Luke, the Gospel writer, tells of the Roman Empire's desire to displace people for the purpose of taxing them. No room at the inn. And the key players in the stories are all a bit terrified and left to ponder this gift of God coming to the world through their own faithfulness. The Gospel of Matthew tells the story of an evil King Herod and his slaughter of the innocent children of Bethlehem. Mark doesn't mention it at all. Darkness surrounds the birth narratives. John says it most directly. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. When God reaches out to us, many of us would still prefer to try to be God rather than to truly embrace and love the mystery, the miracle of God. But the good news is that God's purposes will not be defeated. This is the great message of power that overcomes through weakness, royalty that comes in poverty, obscurity, and the eternal that comes dressed in the ordinary everydayness of life. Years ago, on a Christmas day, I was with friends whose young son got an electric train for Christmas gift. And the boy was really enjoying it. And of course, you know, as children do, he was running it as fast as he could, and it derailed. And so the child bent over to try to put it back on the track, and when his dad saw what he was doing, he said, "You can't do it from above. You have to get down beside it." So the dad laid on the floor beside the train with his son and showed the boy how to place the train back on the track. And in that moment, I thought, well, this is incarnation. That's what God did for us on Christmas. God's coming to lie down beside us, to see and to experience life as we do, and to draw us close in a way that we might feel God's reaching out to us. John's gospel message is that at every moment in our lives, there is something deeper happening. God is here. And the Word became flesh and lived amongst us. That's the news we need when we meet the utter starkness, the harshness, the bitterness, the evil, the simplicity of life without all of the tinsel and twinkling lights, without all of the trimmings and trappings of the holiday. God is among us, and that makes all the difference. Today and every tomorrow, I encourage you to look. Look for the God who is present. Look outward, look inward. Listen to your life. See life for the most incredible and wonderful gift and mystery that it is. Realize that all moments are key, crucial, vital moments, and that all of life is itself a grace, a gift from God. Life is grace because the Word became flesh and lived among us, as the writer of the Message, that translation of Scripture, he says, God moved into the neighborhood. I like that idea. The Word became flesh, God moved into the neighborhood, and the Word still lives with us and calls us to give witness, to share the light of it. I believe God continues to speak to us, to speak a new word for a new world every new day, a word that awakens us to life. This time we have is very precious, and I hope we find our own ways to use it wisely and to invest it properly in ways that enhance all of our relationships with God and with one another. Remember that Jesus has said that Jesus will recognize us by the way we love one another, as Jesus has loved us. As we identify our life with Jesus, all the power of God's promises and covenant will be made more visible in the here and now, empowering us to live confidently in the hope and in the assurance of new things to come from the very heart of God's love, even in the face of the most evil that might be hurled at us. God's love wins. Christmas Day will be over, but the true life it brings is from everlasting to everlasting. Thanks be to God. Amen.